In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children. Q-Code presents How to Win Friends and Disappear People, starring Leslie Grace and Sony Bringus. Episode 4, Old Flames.
I got away with murder many times over. That's what these companies are thinking, isn't it? What with their negligently unsafe products on the market? How many toddlers have choked on building blocks? How many pets were given carcinogenic food unbeknownst to their owners? That's where we come in. We're gonna comb through this data with an eye out for anything unsafe or faulty. Let's stop these mega corporations from getting away with freaking murder.
Quick question, Nancy. If they're murderers and you're working for them, then what does that make you? An accomplice to murder?
Well, sure, technically, we're all sort of employed by said murderers. But see, we're helping get the faulty products off the market. Those products don't deserve to be available in stores. They deserve...
obsolescence?
Yes. Yes, they do. Anyways, the goal is to get me your data by the end of the day. And go team! Latte's on me this week.
Oh, okay. Hey, Nancy. I think Takahashi wanted to see you.
Nancy, how's the S&P 500 product safety assessment coming?
Really well, sir.
Ted. Nancy, it's Ted.
Sir Ted? Oh, sorry, that was awkward. I'm aware you haven't been knighted.
10 days you've been in the leadership role. And 10 days you've called me Sir, Mr., the Honorable.
That was an off day.
I may be your boss. Sure, people might call me a visionary. Their words, not mine. Maybe I'm a Fortune 500 CEO. But at the end of the day, you know who I really am?
Ted?
Ted. So that settles it. Hey, by the way, the parallelization on the software Jenna from your team submitted, it was all screwed up. I need you to redo that code.
The entire code? What about a smaller, more localized fix?
I'd feel better with your handiwork on its entirety. And there's some really bad tech debt in the helper functions from Sid's predecessor. I'm gonna need you to go in and retroactively adjust pretty much all of it.
From how long ago?
A couple of years. From the first API version.
Shut the front door. That'll take hours of extra work every day for at least 6 months.
I'll need it in 2.
Sir, look, I don't have that kind of time right now. My nights, they're really busy. Volunteer work.
There was a time when you stayed in this office until 10, 11, 12 midnight. Until whatever needed to get done was done. Hell, that time was only 10 days ago. And now you've been promoted. And our Takahashi Technology Group family has been pushed to the back burner?
No, not at all. But Sid's disappearance has really been upsetting to me. The truth is, I just need time to process it.
Of course. How callous of me. Grief. The price we pay for living authentically, loving earnestly.
Grief. Does that mean... Do you suspect Sid is...
What do you think, Nancy?
I'm hoping for his safe return, of course. Why do you ask?
No reason. Nancy, ultimately the best way to honor Sid is to dedicate yourself to the team as fully as possible. To whom much is given, much is expected. Looking forward to seeing those adjusted reports.
Fudge you, Ted.
Ooh, who's the sexy grandpa?
Hey, Paulina. It's,
Oh my god. Is he your sugar daddy?
No, I don't have a daddy. My father left when I was
young.
No.
Please, no tragic backstory right now. I haven't even had my matcha yet.
Oh, okay. He's my friend's ex.
How old's your friend?
I don't know. Probably like 100 years old at least.
Oh my god, I have a friend in her 30s too. She remembers when amphetamine diet pills were totally legal in the 90s. Ugh, I really was born in the wrong era.
Yeah. My friend hasn't seen a recent photo of this guy. I wonder what she'll think.
He's, like, tragically hot.
Yeah, there is something kind of tragic about the whole thing, isn't there? His name's Robert. Robert Carter, 75, lives full-time in Plandom Village, Manhasset.
He never left. He always said he'd wait for me there, but 50 years is a long time to wait. I figured there was no shot he'd stick around.
His address, home phone, cell phone, email. You ready to hit the road?
God, no. This whole thing was foolish. What was I thinking? I'd show up on his doorstep. Hi, remember me from 5 decades ago?
I'm sure he'll be happy to see you.
The way things ended, I'm not sure he'll ever want to see me again. Besides, I have no clue what his life looks like now.
I saw, online. He's a handsome septuagenarian who, by the looks of his Facebook, experimented with an asymmetrical haircut around 2019. Probably a three-quarter life crisis, because around the same time he bought a Corvette.
I will never understand how today's day and age, social media, how it all lends itself to such stalking.
I know, isn't it amazing?
What does one wear to this sort of thing?
I don't think there's a traditional garment for spousal reunion after 5 decades.
Maybe this? I don't know. Definitely not that. Do you like this?
Oh, I'm not the best with fashion.
But what do you think? Does it look okay?
Do you want me to be honest or be a good, docile familiar?
Being a good familiar is being honest.
Okay. To be honest, if by some extraordinarily odd circumstance it were me meeting up with my extremely attractive long-lost husband, I wouldn't be wearing seafoam cream.
It's a lovely color.
It looks like a sinus infection. Wear red. It's very vampire.
I was nearly run out of town last time I was there. I don't exactly want to scream hellish mistress of the night, if you don't mind.
Well, what about this? Peach. It's traditional, very human looking.
I'll try it on. So, do you have any exes lingering out there in the ether?
Who, me? No. I mean, there were guys who I thought were my boyfriend, but... Then it turns out that they were just being nice to the weird girl, and I guess they probably regretted it, come to think of it. So, whew, relationships, me, no.
Why?
Why? Why does Cthulhu issue his call? Why is Kirk better than Picard? Why did the I-5 killer usurp Ted Bundy in body count? It's just a thing.
But there's all that soulmate propaganda, and you humans, you're usually so eager to cling together.
Yeah, they usually cling together against people like me. I don't even have friends. How could I ever have a boyfriend, let alone a... Oh, I cringe to say it, a husband. Ugh.
I don't have friends either, and I still find time to get laid.
I have my cat. I have my job. I have Chet Wallace, and I guess I have this, my side gig. See? A perfectly fulfilling life. So do you think he's gonna freak out when he sees you?
Probably.
Won't he notice you haven't aged?
He knew I wouldn't.
So he's human?
Yes.
And he knowingly married a vampire?
You sound like some sort of bigot.
No, I'm not. I've just never... Look, I didn't even friggin' know vampires existed until 10 flippin' days ago. Allow me a minute to get up to speed.
Whatever. Let's hit the road.
Are you driving, or should I?
My car's been in the shop since 1966. Besides, the familiar always drives. It really isn't proper etiquette to even suggest otherwise.
Oh, right. Got it.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
No music?
I drive in silence, usually.
That's very... psychopath.
What? Oh, no, I mean, I like music. I listen to music. Often.
Okay. What do you like?
What do I like? You know, I like... rock?
You sure about that?
No, yeah, I listen to a lot of MCR. My Chemical Romance?
I'm afraid I missed that one.
A lot of rap, too.
How about melancholy love songs on the violin?
Sure. Here, yeah, I'll put it on. Okay. So, how did the happy couple meet?
We met along this very highway.
Fender bender?
No. Hitchhiking. 1971, the Long Island Expressway. Midnight. I figured any creep who'd pick me up at that hour was probably someone the world could do without. But Robert, he surprised me. When I got in his car and said I had nowhere to go and no one waiting for me, instead of preying on a vulnerable young woman, as I'd been conditioned to expect, as I'd been hoping for, he offered to pay for my room at the local inn, as long as I needed to get back on my feet.
You're like the one hitchhiker in the history of the world who was picked up by a good guy. The irony.
Turns out he was injured in Vietnam, and not just physically. Driving around the country roads at night was his way of making peace.
That's so Nicholas Sparks. Well, I guess it's actually more Stephen King. What with the hitchhiking vampire stuff?
It was a love story worthy of a romance novel. I'll give you that.
So, How'd you know he was the one?
Because I decided to kill him anyway.
Huh?
But when I bared my fangs, instead of hatred or terror, he had this look. Like I was beautiful or something. He knew what I was, and he didn't care. He swore up and down he'd keep my secret. Of course I didn't trust him, but he actually did put me up at the inn for a month, no strings attached. Then we moved in together, and it was bizarrely normal. We did all the usual stuff.
What, like the little save the dates, tossing the bouquet, that thing where you smash each other's face into the cake like a cute, goofy way, not a yikes, future domestic abuser way? Then honeymoon, babies?
No children.
Oh, sorry, rude of me. Right, no Renesmees for you.
What?
Nothing. So, what happened with you and Robert? Irreconcilable differences? A drinking problem? The tawdry town floozy?
I realized I couldn't give him what he wanted. So, I left.
Oh.
He gave up too much to be with me.
Oh, come on, that can't be true. I mean, you're every guy's dream girl.
On the surface.
Well, just because you're undead. Oh, I mean, you know, not exactly alive. But you look great for being undead or unalive.
21 Shelter Rock Road.
Oh, thank God.
500 feet on your left.
Sorry, I suffer from chronic foot and mouth. Guess we're here.
Would you mind coming with?
Yeah. Long-lost husband, here I am on your doorstep 50 years later, and you know what? I thought this intimate moment would really be enhanced by the presence of Nancy. Do you see how maybe that's, like, not a normal scenario?
I need someone to make sure I don't bolt the second he opens the door.
But I'm, you know, really awkward around new people. And people, generally.
You don't say. I don't know about this.
Seriously? You rip dude's tracheas out, and yet you can't bring yourself to say hi to an old friend?
He's my ex-husband! Have some empathy, Jesus. Hi.
Oh, my God. Look at you.
Hi. I... Wow.
It's good to see you.
I'm sorry. I should have called. This is, yeah, this is strange.
No, forgive me. I can't believe it. You look...
Hi.
Oh, my God.
I'm, Nancy. Nancy Melendez.
I didn't see you there.
Most people don't. She does the talking. She's the face of the operation. Like I said, Nancy.
Hello, Nancy Robert.
I know.
Is she like you?
Oh, God, no. She's a...
human. No sharp canines here. I have TMJ, though, so I'd probably grind my vampire teeth down anyway if I had them, which would not be good.
You took on a familiar.
Well, it just sort of happened.
No, I never thought I'd see the day.
Oh, yeah? Why's that?
Well, Elle made it pretty clear that she prefers to keep separate from our type.
Our type? What, you mean ruggedly handsome boomers and data analysts with adult acne?
Humans.
Ah.
But that's a story for another day. Why don't you, come in? I have a kettle on.
Nancy? Maybe you should...
I was thinking the same thing. Let's go. Do you want me to pull the old hatchback around? Easy escape?
Actually, maybe you could wait in the car?
Oh. Yeah. I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun, you two. Hey, Robert, you break her heart, I break your neck. Well, I mean, I guess she could do that. You break her heart, and yeah, she's pretty good with punishment.
I can attest to that.
So I'll just go.
Okay.
I'll be in the car.
Sounds good.
So if you need anything...
Got it. Shall we? So, how have you been?
I don't even know where to start. How are you?
The same, more or less. Are these your kids in the photos?
Yeah, yes, that's them.
You married Colleen Huber.
I did. Is that, a bad thing?
No, I just had no idea.
Look, I would have told you, but you weren't exactly the easiest person to track down.
Is she here?
Florida, visiting her sister.
I'm sorry, I don't know how to do this.
Neither do I.
Not exactly an instruction manual for these kinds of things.
Yeah. Can you imagine if there was? People's heads would explode. Let's see. Old T's are...
Third door down. The tiger never changes its stripes. You still have Chive? You hate Chive.
But you love it. You know, I always thought maybe late one night that creak in the floorboards wouldn't just be the wood settling. You know, maybe it'd be... You never tried to track me down? Before now, I mean?
No.
You've always been a terrible liar.
I had an idea of where you'd be. I just didn't know who you'd become. Who you'd be with. I guess I was afraid. So I stayed away.
A vampire. Afraid of a human.
Historically, we're not the ones with the pitchforks.
Well, now that you know who I became, what do you think?
Predictable. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Everything turned out great for you, and that's what I always wanted. Look, I should have...
I never stopped loving you.
What?
You're warm to the touch now.
Almost like a normal girl, right?
Normal.
Stop. Is anyone here?
No, just us. You know what I'm thinking about?
I might have a few ideas.
Our trip to Montauk.
Oh, God, why? It rained all weekend.
Yeah. And you could go out during the day under those dark clouds. It was us being normal. And it wasn't any better than us being abnormal, was it?
No, it wasn't.
There's so many things I wish you'd been here for.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Donna, for one. She had an affair with...
Donna Kinley? God, I hated her.
Oh, you didn't let me get to the good part. She left Brad for his brother.
No.
Yep.
Shut up. When was this?
1993, I believe.
God. There's so many things I wish you'd been there for, too. I golfed Newcastle in Ireland. They let me do it at night like we used to.
Now you're torturing me. Newcastle. That's my dream course.
I know. That's why I went. Would you ever want to go nowadays? I mean, together?
Is it bad to say I would?
I'm pretty sure we're still legally married.
Well, I couldn't exactly track you down to serve the divorce papers.
So, what do you say? Golf tour? Though I have to warn you, I've gotten really good.
That sounds amazing. It really... I'm sorry, it's my son. No, we'll talk to your mother. If she says yes, then it's fine by me. I've got to run. Love you too. Elle, where are you going?
I'm really sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what I expected. It's like I was trying to ruin everything for you.
That's not true. Elle, stop!
You have a life. You have spent the last 50 years building up a life that you love. I mean, look around this place. It's all family photos and kids' heights penciled in door frames. And what, I'm just gonna come in here and make all that go away? I can't do that. I don't want to.
You left me.
Yeah, and if I hadn't, you wouldn't have any of this.
No.
You'd be 70 years old, no friends.
Stop.
No kids, no in-laws, no family.
That's not true,
Elle. You'd have had to leave your home and spend your entire life on the run.
With you. That's all that mattered.
That's what you think.
Elle!
Elle! Wait!
Jeepers! Oh, you scared the crap out of me.
Let's go.
Are you okay? You look a little, emotionally conflicted.
Just drive!
We can talk about it, if you want.
It was foolish. It was so stupid coming here. Would have been better for everyone if I just stay away. Then and now.
I don't think that's true.
There's a reason why people like me are kept away from society. You ruin things. For everyone.
I do too. Or so I've been told.
He has the perfect home. Perfect wife, beautiful kids. And I'm sure he's a great dad. And that's what he's always wanted.
But you have, abs. And look, when I first met you, I thought... there's really people like her who exist outside of shows like Gossip Girl? I thought you had everything, and you totally do. So
I have an empty apartment, which will be followed by another empty place. That's it.
Well, you have me. And I understand what it's like. I mean, that man... Robert, sure, he got married. But just from the look in his eyes, you can tell he never stopped loving you. That man has loved you for 50 years. And maybe I'm hollow, or empty, or wrong, but I've never cared about anyone like that. Ever. Not my mother, not my grandparents. Maybe Jeeves, maybe. But that's it. And what kind of life am I living if I haven't... or if I don't... or can't... my life isn't... full.
Mine isn't either. I'm not sure you can even call what I have life. Look, whatever sort of weird symbiosis we've fallen into. You're the closest thing I've had to a friend in a long time.
We're friends?
Something like that.
Well, then I guess you're the closest thing I've had to a friend. Ever? So are we gonna, like, get friendship bracelets and do each other's nails and talk about boys? Is that what people do?
Beats me.
Frick. Oh, I don't think I have enough gas to get us back.
There's a 24-hour gas station a mile or so up the road. Or at least, there was in 1971.
A gas station. Along a highway. At this hour, that's like the holy grail of kidnapping and murder.
Something tells me we're fine.
Oh. Right. One of these. Ugh, old. Whatever. Hey, I'm gonna see if there's a bathroom. Hello? Anyone in there?
Give me your wallet, or I shoot.
How to Win Friends and Disappear People stars Leslie Grace as Elle, Sony Bringus as Nancy, with Katrina Bowden as Paulina, Tom Choi as Ted Takahashi, Rico Rodriguez as Luis, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz as Jenna, Carlos Alizraki as Robert. Additional performance by Ian O'Brien. Written and directed by Sophia Lopez. Executive produced by Sophia Lopez, Leslie Grace, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarotti, Sandra Yi Ling, and Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Co-producer, Sheena Pinkney. Original music by Darren Johnson. Edited by Gabe Birch. Sound design by Christoph Classe. Mixed by Lamps Lampagina. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, Ben Milchev, and David Tadashore. Additional editor, Eric Aaron. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Music editor, David Tadashore. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor, Omar Berahona. Additional script supervisors, Carissa McQueen and Nick Robinson. Production coordinators, Tom Breck and Cassie Cormier. Head production assistant, Alex Buda. Production assistants, Nicholas G. Curl and Maddie Shapiro. Post coordinator, Emma Jacobson. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, and Lacey Buchanan. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. How to Win Friends and Disappear People is a Q-Code production. Sound recording copyright 2022 by Q-Code Media, Inc.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back, too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real-life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.